Wisconsin's insurance commissioner sent a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services requesting a change in a formula which largely determines insurer profits and the amount spent on patients. This medical loss ratio, as it's known, is required under the Affordable Care Act. It's 80% of premiums. Wisconsin officials are asking to keep the state's ratio at 71% this year and gradually increase it to 77% over the next 3 years. J.P. Wyske is spokesman at the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. He says Wisconsin's insurance market is already competitive.
What we're looking to do is we're really looking to avoid turbulence in the market. We've done some research as to where our insurers are. We've got a very competitive insurance market in Wisconsin. We want to make sure that we keep it that way.
The medical loss ratio applies to the individual health insurance market, so it would not affect most plans in Wisconsin. The commissioner's office says 6 of 24 insurers in the individual market last year spent less than 80% of premiums on patient care. Robert Craig, executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, says allowing the state to go lower than that would not benefit consumers.
So insurance companies would be able to take more profit, more overhead, and spend less on medical claims at a time when consumers across the state are struggling to afford skyrocketing health insurance premiums.
If the federal government does not grant Wisconsin a waiver from the medical loss ratio, insurers which don't spend at least 80% on patient care would have to give consumers refunds. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.